I don't know if this records audio tracks. It'd be dope if it does. Hey, listeners, does OBS record audio tracks, bro?
Don't think our
Anyway,
things
so
done right.
yeah, get your hair done right.
Perfect.
Man, I need to get like another thing I want to upgrade, dude. Office chairs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've been in a
'Cause these
wooden
are
chair this whole time.
shite.
I'm just saying it's not much of a host. It's
Okay,
also
one second, bro. It's called money, and I
and
have
I
none.
have
So
none of this.
that'd
Well,
be sweet. So look at this. We're looking
that's
at the
good.
free. We're like looking at our
I
fans.
like it, yeah.
What's up,
Hey,
dude?
buddies.
Yo.
Don't
Bobalopolis.
you gotta be
Okay.
careful flashing them gang signs, and then people might not.
This is a freaking gang sign. Check that out. Oh, crap. I have to do the. That's. Oh, it's on the
You're
side.
close.
Check it out. Boom, boom,
Toasty
boom. It goes to toastypodcast.com.
podcast.
Get the merch. All right. Okay. Now we need to actually get going here.
Give like two or three t-shirts. Because there's different colors and different styles, so they could have
Yeah,
one
I
for
need to have
fall,
like
one for
all.
spring, one
I
for
got long
summer.
sleeves. I got short sleeves. I
Can't
got
be
mid
wearing like
sleeves, bro.
you can't wear like the yellow, like the pastel yellow in the fall. That doesn't work. Nobody wears that color in the
Guys, you've got
fall.
to get on this merch, okay?
You gotta get the
You get the
gray for the
merch, and we'll
fall.
be
You
good. Hold on, I'm
get
gonna stand up, show you.
yeah, model it out. Oh,
See that freaking awesome twist, dude?
killer, like runway.
All right.
Why are you not in Paris right now?
Yeah, if you don't have a boner, you just must be straight. So
Hello.
that was a bad joke, and I'm sorry. Okay, you ready,
We'll
guys?
bleep
You
it.
ready? What's up, guys? This is the Toasty Podcast.
The
My name is
toastiest one
Sky.
yet.
Yeah, and this is Maddie B, my
What's up, Matt?
host. So today we're going to the moon. All right, guys, so today we're going to go into a little bit of a different thing here. That's what I say every time, because every single podcast we do is different, and I love that.
Keep you guessing.
But today I'm doing a podcast. We're going to go over a recent interview that Ben Shapiro did with,
Jim Brandenstine,
there it is, the
NASA,
head of
yeah,
NASA.
NASA administrator.
I didn't say SNASA, I said NASA. And
Says
it's going to be. It's going to be legendary, so we're going to get started now.
Well, a lot of depressing stuff going on in the world, but something non-depressing
What's
happened
good
on
about
planet
depressing stuff?
Earth
Listeners
yesterday,
will
which
be
was
able to hear
kind of
this.
cool.
Yeah,
There was already cool
exactly.
stuff happening in space, but now something cool happened on planet Earth. According to the New York Times, the first astronaut trip to orbit by a private company parachuted to a safe conclusion in the Gulf of Mexico on Sunday. It was the first water landing by NASA astronauts since 1975, when the agency's crews were still flying to and from orbit in the Apollo modules used for the historic American moon missions. Riding in a capsule built and operated by SpaceX, the rocket company founded by Elon Musk, two NASA astronauts, Robert Behnken and Douglas Hurley, splashed down near Pensacola, Florida on Sunday afternoon. The Crew
Awesome.
Dragon capsule, suspended under four giant billowing orange and white parachutes, settled upright into the water at a gentle pace of 15 miles.
Boom. What do we got?
So, one quick note. Whenever they land, I don't know if you know this, or this is just add a little bonus fact. It's pretty cool. Whenever they landed,
Facts, bro.
well, it's kind of cool, kind of like we can't let that happen, you know? Anyway, so when they landed, they splashed down, everything's cool. Pretty much a perfect mission all around.
Sure.
Really, really cool. A bunch of like just normal, like plebeian people, normal people
Plebeians?
like us.
Plebeian?
Yeah, like us.
Plebs? Plebes?
Plebs,
Freaking
please.
plebs.
Yeah,
All right.
those people. But anyway, just a bunch of civilians on boats, like came rushing into the like towards the capsule to greet them, like
Are you
in a
serious?
friendly, yeah. And they got closer than the Coast Guard did at first. Like they beat the Coast Guard though. And then the Coast Guard was like, yeah, we probably shouldn't allow that to happen anymore.
Right, like we
So
gotta be serious
we
about
gotta be more
this. Hold on a
careful.
second. So pleb, for those who would like to know, dictionary term, the dictionary definition
Our
is
audience knows what a plebeian is.
commoner.
Come on. You get more credit than
I did not
that.
know until like 3 weeks ago, so
Oh, come on, Sky. What a
nah, maybe 3 months
plebe.
ago. I don't know. We'll see. Three of something. There's three in there. That's all I know. All
I
right, we're
learned
gonna keep
Mike.
going here. Let's do
Anyway,
it.
let's do this, yeah.
Miles per hour at 2:48 p.m. Eastern Time.
Wait, how
Michael
many miles
Hyman,
per
the
hour was
SpaceX
that?
engineer
Hold on.
communicating with
How do
astronauts,
you
said
can you
on behalf
wait
of
so
the
do
SpaceX at 2:48 p.m.
have you reminded
at a
me to
gentle
do
pace of
this?
15 miles. Wearing orange and white parachutes, settled upright into the water at a gentle pace of 15 miles per hour at 2:48 p.m. Eastern Time. Michael Hyman, the SpaceX engineer communicating with astronauts, said, on behalf of the SpaceX and NASA teams, welcome back to planet Earth and thanks for flying SpaceX.
Heck yeah, dude.
Took him an hour to go pick them up from the water. Although NASA was the customer this time, the mission could be a first step to more people going to space for a variety of new activities.
What does he mean? NASA was the customer.
Right.
So NASA paid SpaceX to do this for them?
Yeah.
Just for space exploration? We need you to do this so you can...
So that our U.S. government researchers can go do U.S. government research in space at the space station.
It's interesting that taxpayer money is paying for SpaceX to do that.
Yeah, but it's cheaper than the U.S. government developing it.
See what I mean?
Or paying Russians to do it.
I don't understand. Why is that cheaper? They could do just what SpaceX is doing and make it cheaper, couldn't they?
No. It's the federal government. Everything they do is more expensive. Think about it.
I think it's... What are they doing? Stuffing money somewhere? Anyway, whatever. I don't want to get into that.
It's like sightseeing, corporate research, and satellite repair. The goal of the space agency is to turn over to private enterprise some things it used to do. Joining us on the line to discuss is NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine. Administrator Bridenstine, appreciate your time. Let me ask you, what do you see as the future of the cooperation between public and private when it comes to NASA? Obviously, SpaceX has plans outside of what it does with the U.S. government, but what do you see as sort of the future of cooperation here?
Yeah, so you know the history. The history is NASA used to purchase, own, and operate its own vehicles. And the way we want to go in the future is we want to enter into these public-private partnerships where in fact, NASA can become a customer. We want to be one customer of many customers in a very robust commercial marketplace in low Earth orbit. But we also want to have numerous providers that compete against each other on cost and innovation and safety, creating a virtuous cycle of continuous innovation for more access to space than ever before. We've now done that with commercial resupply to the International Space Station. We've now done it with commercial crew to the International Space Station. And the next step is commercial space stations themselves. Ultimately, that's the direction that we need to get because then we can...
So, commercial space stations,
That's insane, dude. You're talking about,
for people, civilians.
Let's just head out to a space station and hang out.
Hey, instead of Disneyland, we're going to go to space this year.
But...
That's what they're talking about.
I know, but let's be... Okay.
That's what people are doing. By the end of... Virgin Galactic just came out with their space cruiser. It's two pilots and six passengers. And it is...
Remember when we had the Space Force episode? We were talking about where we're headed, right? Is that Space Force episode? You know what I'm
talking about? Yeah.
Man, I actually have some good content out there. Hey, you guys should check it out.
Yeah, we got a lot of videos.
We started talking about where we're headed as far as space and all that, space exploration. And the thing is we were basically comparing it to just travel in general and planes. Where did planes start out? You had two brothers and then you had four people and then you had five, six, seven, and then you had growing, right?
And you had two world wars that drove production insane.
Right. So now we're having, what is this, capitalism and space to cause us to get further? You know, that's great. I love it.
And space defense.
And Space Force, the TV show, is going to become a real thing.
It already is a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing. Yeah. It's totally a real thing. So, I would not be, it's hilarious because it's a satire show, but also kind of real. Man, is this going to be it?
Yeah.
We're going to have Trump
going to be pretty
China,
close.
China, and talking about space.
Pretty much.
COVID-19 in space. Anyway, couldn't happen, right? Do viruses exist in space?
Well, he's about to talk about stuff like that. It's a good video. Yeah.
He's about to talk about video. Clearly just
To talk about all the stuff that's space specific research.
Hey, no spoilers.
You can use the resources that we have to do things for which there is not yet a commercial marketplace. Things like go to the moon sustainably and go to Mars. And of course, every step along the way, we're always thinking about how do we commercialize? Look, if the government is the only institution providing the resources, then it is a zero sum game and we will never progress the way we need to progress. What we need to do is we need to enable the commercial sector to come along, find customers that are not NASA, and then we need to move further and do...
Okay, who is this guy? He's the head of NASA, but where did he come from?
I don't know much about Jim Bridenstine.
He really sounds
like a businessman,
a
now.
Smart CEO guy. You know,
that's like, who we need to run NASA, because they were hemorrhaging money. I mean, it was costing so much money. The shuttle programs were so expensive. So now,
as someone who has literally walked into politics this year, I can't really attest to a lot of that stuff, but I can't say that I believe it.
I mean, yeah, it was worth it in a lot of ways, because we gained a lot of good research out of stuff you can only do in zero gravity situations and you can't recreate on Earth. But at the same time, it's extremely expensive and extremely dangerous.
You remember Tang?
With SpaceX, yeah, absolutely. With SpaceX, the good thing is that they have to have a good reputation. Like, they have to. If they have any screw-ups, then no one's going to want to go to space with them. They're going to go with Blue Origin, or they're going to go with Virgin Galactic.
People are freaking out about a virus that actually statistically has not, you know, gone crazy. Mm-hmm. You think that someone's going to jump on a freaking spaceship that just wrecked and there's only been like 5 flights total, so 1 out of 5? Yeah. No one's going to do that. So I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. So no one's going to pay a large sum of money to do that either. But yeah, the Virgin Galactic flights, just to go back to that real quick, was they're going to be $250,000 a piece. And
one flight, is it a round trip?
It's around the world.
Like, what'd you be like? Oh, sorry, you're stuck in space.
It's probably like you go in Earth orbit. Like, so you probably go around the world several times, my guess. It's a few
it's
hours.
It's just an orbit flight. Okay.
And yeah, and you're in zero gravity for hours. So pretty cool experience.
I mean,
honestly,
that would be a cool experience. Yes.
And just the video they released was pretty cool.
Man,
I wonder what Blue Origin's doing. Like, I don't hear much of what they're doing. SpaceX is on fire, of course. Yeah. They're killing it.
Yeah. All right.
And do more than we've ever been able to do before.
What do you see as the timeline for something as ambitious as building a base on the moon or getting to Mars?
So we're going to do our first mission with humans to the moon in 2024. And we're not just landing the next man, we're landing the first woman. And that's on the agenda of the President of the United States. I think we can be sustainable on the moon by 2028, but we will have our next humans on the moon by 2024. When I say sustainable, what I don't mean is a permanent human presence. What I mean is we're able to have access to any part of the moon anytime we want, which of course is critically important for a whole host of reasons that go beyond just research, but also it is very important for research and discovery and exploration. But more than anything, Ben, what we need to learn how to do is we need to learn how to live and work on another world for long periods of time using the resources of that other world, in other words, the moon. So we have to use the—
Who said we need to learn that crap? I mean, it's crazy, it's awesome, it's amazing for progress. I just feel like we're rushing our— you know what? We're not rushing, but maybe we're doing it right. Maybe it's just right. But I'm thinking about the movies and how we're like actually rushed. We're like, oh no, we got to get off the Earth as soon as possible.
No, I don't think it's like that. I think it's more like we're in a position where we're gonna use up the resources of this planet. There's no way we can sustainably grow like we've been growing and then not use up all the resources. We use too many natural resources. Can't get everything from solar and wind power unless we go hardcore geothermal, which even then may not be enough to power the world eventually. So anyway, he's thinking we need to be able to use resources from the— he's about to explain it a little bit further, but use resources from the moon, be able to adapt to whatever environment we are in, and in so doing we can develop new technologies in order to provide maybe water in parts of the world where there is no water, stuff like that. So it's the research goes a lot of ways, and it's broad stuff that can be used in like 1,000 different ways.
Space. So the hundreds of millions of tons of water ice on the south pole of the moon. Water ice represents air to breathe and water to drink, but it's also hydrogen. Hydrogen, of course, is the same rocket fuel that powered the space shuttles. It's available in hundreds of millions of tons on the moon. And then we need to take that knowledge for how to be sustainable on the moon. We need to take that knowledge onto Mars. The challenge with Mars—
okay, hundreds of millions of tons, right? I'm sorry, guys, for stopping a lot, whatever. But what is that? Is there any range or actual measurement, not range, measurement of millions of tons of oil on Earth?
I have
You
no
know?
idea. Yeah.
That would be interesting to compare those
There's
two.
probably like a trillion tons of oil
I
on Earth, but
realize you can't necessarily compare them
can't really
exactly right
quantify it
because
because
one
we
might
don't know
not
what's
burn the
out
same
there.
as the other, right? And we don't use oil for air.
Yeah,
We
we
don't
don't
use
use it
oil
for
for
rocket
water.
fuel either.
We don't even use it for rocket fuel. Well, yeah, wait, doesn't it?
No, we use
Not
hydrogen and oxygen.
shuttles, not space shuttles, but just
Yeah.
regular rockets. They don't. I don't know if there's a
I don't know,
difference,
like,
honestly. I'm
re
just, I'm,
I
I
don't know about
thought
regular rockets.
maybe
If
I'm thinking about
anything,
jet fuel,
it's kerosene.
like just jet fuel.
Kerosene. Like
Okay,
high octane, super
kerosene.
high octane.
Like, what is
Like
nitro?
kerosine is, that'd be probably, I don't know exactly what
You know,
nitrogen
there's
is,
little
but
RC cars
probably.
that run on nitro. What is that? That's a fuel, but I don't know what it is. It's
Probably,
hot running, like super high octane.
it's probably, could be like nitrous.
It's not nitroglycerin, I'll tell you that.
No, definitely
You
not. It could, it's probably just a nitrogen oxygen mix.
guys want to get some super awesome octane
Which
race
is
fuel?
basically just air.
Nitroglycerin. All right, anyway, cool.
Ben, is that Mars and Earth are on the same side of the sun once every 26 months. When we go to Mars, we have to be willing to stay. And the president has said we're going to put an American flag on Mars, and that's what we intend to do.
As a sci-fi fan, there are all sorts of theories about how we balance private corporate needs
Yeah,
and business
sci-fi fan.
with governmental
Spoiler
influence.
alert.
How do you see that balance playing out as we explore new worlds?
Yeah, so right now on the International Space Station, we are, make no mistake, it is there because of taxpayer investment. Make no mistake.
Yeah,
But
America.
also, we have to think about what are we doing on the International Space Station that enables the taxpayer to remove itself over time from that solution set. So right now we're looking at advanced materials, things like Zeeland, would think of very pristine fiber optic networks that actually you don't have to have cable repeaters every quarter of a mile. They're so pristine that it really changes the business case and drives down the cost of laying fiber in a city, for example. We're creating with artificial materials, materials that are so thin they're one atom thick. What does that mean? That means we can create things like an artificial retina for the human eyeball, so that people who have macular degeneration.
Dude, whoa. That's
Yeah,
insane,
he's about to
dude.
just keep blowing your mind. I kept watching
Dude.
this interview being like, what? What?
Dude,
Wait, what?
materials,
That's what
the
they do in space?
size.
I thought it was like the most mundane research. Like, there's this one Simpsons joke where Homer goes to space and he's like, the NASA, or the, I guess the newscasters are like, they're developing the research on the effect of weightlessness on tiny screws. It's like, oh my gosh, we're so boring. You know, they
But
become
that's
so
what you
like
think,
routine.
right?
Yeah, that's what you
Because
think.
no
Like,
one actually knows,
what do you
right?
do up there?
Who has
Like,
had the head of NASA talk about this stuff before? I feel like no one's
exactly.
ever heard this. Why
Yeah,
doesn't anyone get to hear this stuff?
people don't hear this, and that's why we're doing this video. So people
Like,
can
the
be
last thing
like,
I heard about
what?
space that was actually like full blown, everyone knew what was going on, was the freaking picture of the black hole.
Yeah.
It is a big feat, but it's the mundane. We're like, cool, you got a badass
Did
telescope.
you think like what if they like used the flash
I'm
and then the
not stop,
flash
dude. I'm not
traveled
doing
and then
this.
like got absorbed by the black hole?
Oh, I thought you were about to say there's a conspiracy theory that it's fake.
No, but it probably
Okay.
is.
No. Okay.
Space is
Stop,
fake.
dude.
The Earth is flat. Everybody knows
We're in the Matrix. All right, cool. All
that.
right, keep going.
Generation don't have to go blind, but instead they'll be able to continue to see. We're also looking at, industrial biomedicines, things like the ability to use adult stem cells, your own skin cells, for example, to create your own human tissue for regenerative medicine, for
Well, I knew they were
eventually
doing that,
being
right?
able
Because,
to
like,
create
Steve,
your
the guy at work, right? He
Yeah.
gets stem cell injections for his knee.
Oh wow, I didn't
You
know that.
know that? Yeah, and it actually does work. There's a lot of research to be had. The funny thing about research is that certain people might pick it up and certain people won't, as far as doctors and stuff are concerned.
Right. Yeah. I mean, every doctor's entitled to his own opinion and
There you go, dude.
how they treat
Doctors and
patients.
opinions,
That's
man.
why
Wow,
it's, you
yeah.
just gotta choose your doctors carefully, you know.
Cool. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Do your research on your doctors. Anyway.
Your own organs out of your own adult stem cells. And we can only do that in the microgravity of space because of the value that microgravity has. If you try to do that in the gravity well of Earth, the tissue would just go flat. But there's so much more. We're talking about compounding pharmaceuticals in microgravity and creating immunizations for things like salmonella and pneumonia in space, things that you can't do on the Earth. So, but the goal here is to prove on the International Space Station that we can commercialize these things. Then we allow private capital to flow and finance ultimately what will eventually be continuous human habitation in low Earth orbit for the duration. Then NASA, of course, can go onto the moon, always thinking about what are the commercial benefits. But this is so important for your audience right now.
He's literally talking about saying, colonizing a ring around space,
yeah,
like in Halo, the video game. And then he's talking about going to moon and setting up just a straight up civilian colony on the moon.
Bro, this is insane, dude. And he's saying NASA literally is just going to be ahead of the humans at every step. So like we're over here in this little ring
they created,
and they're going to the moon and making things happen. And then we got this freaking highway between the moon and the ring. And then next thing you know, we're going to Mars. Dude, this is crazy, dude.
And you know those creepy aliens that come like from Independence Day or War of the Worlds that come and invade and we take
this
all
the This is where it's going to happen.
That's us, dude. That's us.
Oh, well, I've heard that theory.
It's not a theory. That's literally just like a mirror image of like that we are the invaders. We what we do as humans... The stronger humans colonize and take over the weak ones. It's always the case.
Yeah, it is always the case. It is always what's happened. It's a sad thing sometimes, but like the fact of the matter is,
we're gonna start doing it to other planets.
That's how you do it. I mean, that's just
survival of the fittest. Darwin had that right. So anyway,
this is blowing my mind, dude.
This is a good interview.
I don't understand. I'm still like mind blown that he hasn't been out here before. Who is this guy? You know what I mean?
I've seen him before. I've seen him before like a couple times. I think he's fairly. I want to say he's new with the Trump administration, but I'm not entirely sure.
God, like
straight
I feel up,
like he definitely is.
The only places I've seen anything like this,
it's
as far
changed
as,
since Trump, since President Trump took office. The space exploration,
yeah,
and all that definitely has changed a lot. I mean, President Obama didn't care about space at all. I feel like.
Okay, cool. Keep on.
Now you and I are talking via satellite. We think about all the things that NASA has contributed to society over time. DirecTV, Dish Network, internet broadband from space. Like, I come from Oklahoma. A lot of rural Oklahomans would not have internet if it wasn't for internet broadband from space. XM radio, for example, but also the way we navigate with GPS, the way we produce food. We're increasing crop yields, reducing water usage, the way we produce energy in a very clean way, the way we predict weather, the way we understand climate, the way we do national security and disaster relief. So many of these benefits are born from this little agency called NASA that are so important that we can't dismiss that this is an investment by the American taxpayer. Our goal is to always commercialize, but we cannot dismiss all of the wonderful things that have come from these programs.
Well, perhaps you can talk for a second about the sort of cost savings that are available because of the use of private
This right here, he is being an amazing advocate for space exploration.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he has
absolutely.
To, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the whole point of this
That's
whole thing?
Job.
He's
yeah.
literally
you
pitching
better.
Us the investment.
Exactly.
Because
no,
we're
exactly.
the taxpayers,
exactly.
right?
Otherwise, we'll be
That's
like,
amazing.
Why are we spending all this money
yeah,
on space?
Yeah, just stupid. You know? And then, oh, why doesn't, you know, okay, I can't do this. Nah. But yeah, you're right. That would happen. Let me play this ad real quick, and then we'll take a quick break. Get back to it. We're almost at the end of this video. All right, Toasters, it's that time again. I don't often get the chance to tell you how I got started, and honestly, I don't want to bore you with the entire story. Actually, if you want that, you can check out my website at skyfi.co. One of the main things that made it super easy to get into podcasting for me, though, is Blueberry. Blueberry is absolutely one of the best podcast hosting services around, and it's priced cheaper than most of them, even Podbean. The fact is, a host is normally just a host. But Blueberry is more than that because they created a stellar WordPress plugin that makes it as simple as writing a blog post to upload and distribute your latest and greatest episodes. How awesome is that? I don't want to ruin the recipe, so I won't go too far into the details, but I think you get it. If you've ever wanted to get yourself out there and start podcasting or creating new exciting content, now's the time. The hardest part is actually starting. And trust me, I get that. Hit me up with any questions you might have on podcasting at my email listed in the show notes. Peace, love, and podcasting. Now, back to the show. Okay, guys, so we're back at it again. We are almost done with this. We've got about 3 or so minutes left, and
so it'll take us about an hour to get through the rest of it. You're like,
It has been the toastiest one yet. So let's keep going.
Mind blowing.
Private enterprise in situations like this.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we think about the space shuttles, it was they were absolutely magnificent instruments of engineering. Marvels of technology, but also very, very expensive. And the government would just purchase, own, and operate them, which of course guaranteed that they would stay very, very expensive. Mm-hmm. With the new model, again, what we're looking for is we want to do development with a commercial partner. Once it is developed, we want to step back and we want to buy a rocket every time we need one, or we want to buy a seat to space every time we need one. But we expect those providers to go get.
You got a NASA astronaut, and you've got Warren Buffett, and then you've got like three other really rich people. They all fly up together. One, this space vessel essentially takes the NASA astronaut to the NASA space station, the U.S. government space station, and then the other four go to the civilian space station to go on a relaxing week, nice and quiet. That's basically what he's talking about. He's like buying a seat on maybe a Virgin Galactic flight.
That's crazy.
And then
dude.
just shoot the astronaut out towards the space station, and boom, he catches it. Whatever. It won't be that simple, obviously.
It's right.
A lot of speed, dude, and trajectory, Earth orbit, but
customers that are not NASA. And if they're willing to do that, our costs go down and the benefits to humanity go way up, because there's far more capital outside of NASA than there is inside of NASA. So these partnerships really do drive down the cost. You know, I want to also be clear, you know, we haven't had a human spaceflight program from American soil since 2011, which was when the last space shuttle retired. So we've been 9 years without a human spaceflight program. Since then, we've been buying seats on Russian Soyuz rockets at the tune of about $90 million per seat at this point. And now we're going to be buying seats at closer to $50 million per seat. So it's an American capability. The money goes to the United States of America. And of course, the cost is far less than it would be if we were buying from Russia.
Well, thank you so much, Administrator Bridenstine, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Buying from Russia, bro.
Yeah, we were.
Holy crap!
We were going
dude.
On Soyuz rockets the whole time.
I hope you enjoyed that clip from the Ben Shapiro
show. I didn't
if
realize that
go
necessarily.
Ahead and hit the
subscribe
button so you stay up to date on all of our future content.
Shoving money down Russia's throat, doing it. I mean, they're making hand over fist for sure. But now it's going to SpaceX. It's going to the you know, the ones with the best. I think Boeing competed as well. And probably Blue Origin, but SpaceX was just, they just killed it. And they did such a perfect job. It's awesome. I look forward to like seeing what else they do, and freaking moon bases. Moon base 2028.
I think SpaceX and Blue Origin will get together at some point. I think Boeing seems like maybe they're too far away from that.
I think Blue Origin's probably going to go defunct. Or get bought out by somebody. I don't see Blue Origin doing anything really. But I don't know. Been wrong before.
Well, Tesla, not Tesla, sorry, dude. Elon is very big about show and tell. And so it makes sense that, you know, they would be like, here we are, here's SpaceX, check this crap out. You know, and like, here's a rocket launch, bam, bam, bam. And Blue Origin could be the guys behind the scenes not doing much. And then they're just doing tons of freaking research about crap. You never know, really, I guess. But they also didn't come out with a self...
Got to make money somehow.
Self-landing rocket, so... I don't know.
Yeah. The self-landing rocket technology is insane.
Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't want anyone to see it.
Have you seen the Tesla... SpaceX video of them launching, it's basically just a grain silo. It's a huge, fat, giant rocket. And they shoot it. And it's like... It literally just looks like a big grain silo. It's just huge. And not like a slender rocket.
Yeah, it's just like big and fat. Yeah,
it's weird.
Big and round.
It's like a soup can.
Say that worse. Soup can.
But they're doing some amazing stuff up there, and it's pretty cool. I look forward to going to Mars too.
That's gonna be dope, man.
Maybe
like I was saying,
for my 50th
know?
Birthday in 20 years, I can go to Mars. Maybe 60th birthday. Love commercial flights.
Dude, hopefully we'll actually make money sometime, you know? Maybe the podcast will make money.
Yeah, come on, guys. Help us out. Just subscribe. That's all we ask for now.
Yeah, subscribe, guys. Like it, share it, please. And also, I have merch on Instagram. Check out my website for that, too. You know what, dude? Just dude and dudettes. Remember that? Dudettes.
People would say that.
Guys and gals, girls and boys, whatever you are, mm-hmm. Check out my website. Get merch there. Get everything you want there. Listen to my podcast. Watch my podcast. Go to Patreon if you want to support this show. That would be awesome. The lowest amount you can do is like $1 a month, which, come on.
$1 a month. That's easy. That's too easy.
And it all goes to help the show. And I want to make this show better for you guys. Yeah. And we do appreciate
it. It goes all into the show.
This is a listener-based thing. It's all about the listener anyway.
Yeah.
It's a democracy without the government, so.
Exactly. And y'all don't really vote, so. You vote with your subscribe. I guess you could like or dislike the video.
Yeah, you could do that. Tell us what you think. Also, you could comment and you could tell us what you think.
Yeah. Cool. So, it's been real. It's been fun. It's been toasty.
Yeah, as always, guys, stay toasty. Toasty.